Okay. Friday, July 31st, 2026. Let's see. Oh, yeah. It's going to be 10:25 a.m. So I've been painting the past couple of days. And I started a new painting on one of those panels that I made. This one's a plywood panel, just without a border, but the border's on the back. You can't see it. Today's going to be a hot one. So I'll be out here not too long. I painted earlier this morning. I actually got up at 2:30 for a change, and which is kind of nice. Let's see. Okay, so this one is going to be titled Fair Oaks Morning. On my walks this past spring and what have you, I came down this one street, California Street, towards Fair Oaks Boulevard, and I saw a pretty good picture, so I took a snapshot of it. And then on subsequent walks, I also took other snapshots to get some more details of things, and I'm going to compile it all into a painting. So hopefully it'll turn out okay. But so far it looks pretty good. I like it. Composition's good. There's going to be... I'm still drawing, adjusting the drawing and stuff. Adding to it and taking away stuff and what have you. So I've only worked on this. This is my second day working on it. But anyway. So we're on the verge of World War III. It would seem, but no sense in worrying about it at this point. I guess I'm ready to die. If it need be, but what I would hate to happen is that World War III come, and then society would break down and all that, and have to struggle through all that, you know, take care of the people that I care about. So anyway. Yeah, maybe all I need is the air that I breathe, huh? Let me get going here. Okay, boy, let's see, what time is it, 12:36 p.m., okay, well, still drawing on that, adding some color in there to help the drawing along. The main focal point on this is a palm tree, a date palm, that's between the deli cafe, Fair Oaks Deli cafe thing, and the building to the left. I forget which building that is, but there's a bar on the bottom floor called the Stockman's. Yeah, it's hot out there. It's getting hot in here too, so I'm gonna call it quits. Oh boy. So I was working on my Da Vinci's copy of my copy of Da Vinci's Salvator Mundi, Savior of the World, and I've been working on that too. And I know I haven't been posting. I got one email. I was interrupted by my wife. Laundry day today, I guess. It was supposed to be yesterday, but for some reason she didn't do it yesterday. It's being done today. Let's see. So what was I talking about? Oh yeah. People emailing me about another interruption. So where was I? let's see. Oh yeah. So I did get an email from some listener. Like I said, there's. Yeah, I haven't been post. That's what it. I haven't been posting that much lately because. Just busy. Just way too busy to sit down and deal with stuff. Right now, it's just kind of hot, so I'm not going to go outside and deal with anything. And it's Friday, so so I get to make a more of a vegetarian dinner. It's not going to be that involved. Plus, it gets hot in here, so I want to get out of here. let's see. So yeah. So the email. So like I said, I have some people that do come and listen, and every now and then, I don't know if it's the same person or not, but I get critical emails. Whoever you are, they don't leave a name or anything like that, and I, they're not asking for a response, so I don't give them any kind of response. They just like to criticize some stuff. And and like I was saying, it's a valid criticism. If I'm going to try to do some of this posting stuff, I should at least be consistent. And I agree, but this just can't do it, plus I have my sprained thumb and my arthritic wrist in the same hand, and just can't seem to do a lot of stuff. So it takes, and it takes a lot longer. I used to, and when I was doing yard work, when I was functioning, okay for an old guy, I would just start a project and just finish it on through. But now I'm breaking projects up into sections, so and just do it one day. I want to clean up some. I have some oleanders to the west of me. On my neighbor's property, and then they encroach on my side, so I like to trim them every now and then. I can't trim them all. This fall, I'm gonna have to hire somebody just to trim them all. They're okay with me trimming them down to very low, and I'll do that this fall. That way, they'll have all spring to kind of like bounce back a little, and won't be so untenable as far as taking care of them, because right now they just drop a lot of shit all the time, and I got my truck parked there, and they're dropping shit on my pop truck, and I gotta get it washed. So where was I going? I'm just rambling on here, aren't I? I had to check, make sure I'm recording. I hate to go through all this and find out. Oh, I wasn't recording. Anyway, oh yeah. So, I'm sorry I can't post that much all the time. I just need to rely on your forgiveness to, realize that I'm not going to be posting a lot. I'm not doing this to make any money or anything like that, or get any real following. I just do it just because, some people are just curious sometimes, and apparently some people are, because. I can see them coming to the page to see if there's a new posting or not, and then they realize, oh yeah, there's nothing, and they leave. I get all these counts going to that page, so and I would have to, I get some individuals from the U.S. and Europe and Eastern Europe, and some from. What's that place called? The Indonesia, And I get a lot of, and I know it is, I get a lot of robots from China. they're just there all the time. Even though I try to prevent them from following that link to get there to where they need to do it, they always seem to find it. So, and then I'll see the robots, and then I'll a couple of days later, I'll get a, hey, I'm so and so, and if you want a better SEO score, I can help you with this. Here's my email address. Contact me. You know, okay. No, I don't really care if people come to my website. It's just informational. It's not something I'm trying to sell or anything like that. So, anyway, what was I going to say about the people? Oh, yeah. So, that person was, I won't say Christ, I said critical, but really they were just kind of wondering, you know, why am I not posting as much, and you know, that they would like, they kind of want me to post more because they would like to be more consistent, so at least they can look, you know, if they're going to look forward to this rambling of mine, at least look forward to the rambling of mine. I don't know why anybody would want to, but that's that. Let's just leave that there. I'm trying to post when I can, like right now. And this is the last day of July, so this will go on the July, I think I did start a July 2026 page. So this will go on that page. If not, I'll have to start a new page just for the last day of July. I think I did. We had the membership show at the Blue Line Arts Gallery, and apparently somebody liked my painting so much they bought it, and they said, oh, it was sold on the very first day. Oh, okay. And my friend Charlie says, you're not charging enough for it. And I said, well, you know, I'd like to price it to sell so I don't have to go back and get it. And that way, you know, and I charged $170. That's nothing to sneeze at. At least that I'll pay for some of my effort and the framing that I had to buy, material I had to buy. Yeah, price to sell, $170. But see, if somebody spends $170 and they take that painting home, they're not apt to just throw it away. You know, it's going to hang on somebody's wall, and that I like that idea. I made a new page for a photograph that I took. One of my earlier paintings, the Cakewalk, and I forget which gallery it's in. It's either Gallery 2 or 3, and I have a link going to another page that. That shows where the painting ended up, and the person that bought it is Dave Sobon, and he's the founder and leader of Wide Open Walls, the program that's in Sacramento to make to do murals. They have it every summer. They hire all these people, and people can make murals all over the place, and buildings are made available to have murals painted on them. But I'm happy that he bought it because it's part of his collection. He's got a big collection. When I went to his house, I saw a lot of paintings there, and some I had seen before. You know, that I thought, wow, you know, that's pretty good. And he has my painting in a prominent area in his living room, which kind of made me feel good. So, you know, you can look at that page if you want something to do. Let's see. Yeah, let me get out of here. It's getting hot. I got to clean up more. And I don't know. Oops. Try this again. Okay, so let's get going here, and we'll talk to you later.